Welcome to it. This is where I talk about ridiculous issues of sports-related matter, and Tom brings in the real news about sports-related matters. Why don't we do the real stuff first?
All right, Team USA wins their World Cup opener, beating Ghana 2-1.
We cured our case of Ghana.
Oh, will you guys just stop it?
Clint Dempsey,
who scored the first goal 29 seconds into the game, got kicked in the face and suffered a broken nose.
Oh, he flopped. You know, it was like, did they say how bad it was? I mean, he really got kicked, though, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he broke his nose, yeah. Brewers beat Arizona last night. Woodchucks got a win out at Athletic Park against Kalamazoo. The Growlers, the team is named after a container of beer. I know, isn't that weird?
Really?
Well, they've got
what's their mascot?
They've got the face of a growling bear on their jersey. But I was talking to some of the guys, and unless they were just yanking my chain, I said, "Tell me that the Growlers' nickname isn't named after the beer container."
And they go, jug.
They go, "No, it actually is. Apparently, there are a lot of breweries in the Kalamazoo area."
No kidding.
So,
shut up. Are you talking beer breweries in Wisconsin?
No, this is Michigan. Now, Kalamazoo's in Michigan.
Wow, I am anywhere up here. There's beer.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me that they take fresh cheese and fry it. I don't know. Whatever. You people are nuts.
And, of course, the sad news yesterday was the passing of Baseball Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn at the age of 54.
Yeah, I got that right.
Cancer related to his longtime use of chewing tobacco over the years.
Here.
I hope everybody gets the message about that.
54 years old. He played 20 seasons from 82 to 2001 with the San Diego Padres, one team. Had a .338 career batting average. He batted over .300 every year except his rookie season.
Yeah, he had over 9,000 at-bats, and he only struck out like a little over 400 times in his career.
3,141 hits, and in 2,440 career games, he only had 34 multi-strikeout games.
Yeah.
The most he ever struck out in a game was three times.
He was a magician with a bat, no question about
it. He only did that once.
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs, who were contemporaries, probably the best pure hitters of their generation.
I would agree, yes.
And Tony Gwynn, in every bit of file footage that you see of him, that big chaw of tobacco there in his cheek.
Yeah. And he said it was the cancer was in Tony's right cheek, and that's where he carried his chaw. All right, what team in the baseball world has the most loyal fans? What team has the most loyal fans?
Major League team you're talking now?
Major League Baseball. Emory University actually did a study on this.
I would guess that the St. Louis Cardinals would be high on the list.
All right, you're going to go with St. Louis Cardinals. What about you, Mr. Chris?
Red Sox.
St. Louis Cardinals, we're going to take a look, and that is, oh, gosh. All right, we're also going to take a look at the Red Sox. Red Sox. No.
Yankees?
Yes. You go.
Well,
the Yankees are correct.
Front running.
They say they want to see what fans keep going to the games even when their teams stink. But obviously some teams stink much more consistently than others.
Right.
And some cities have bigger fan bases. So they factored all that in too. All right. So what team is the least loyal? What team is the absolute least loyal?
Houston Astros.
You're going to say Houston Astros? Oh, no, sorry.
Miami Marlins.
Oh, yeah. No?
Philadelphia Phillies.
Really?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
These are the fans that, you know, booed Santa Claus, threw snowballs at him and stuff. You
the
know
Philadelphia think. Fans are savage. Oh, my.
Let's see here. The Yankees were rated as the most loyal fans. They're followed by the Cardinals, the Marlins, the Red Sox, and the Diamondbacks. On the flip side, Philly is the most likely to stop going to games when their team is bad, followed by the Orioles, the A's, the White Sox, and the Tigers.
Yeah, the Orioles, they had trouble getting full stands, and the Braves, too, had trouble selling out playoff games at certain points.
It's hard to believe, but, you know, there's so many other factors that go along with that. All right. Some tragedy came as the World Cup is going and doing its thing.
Tragedy?
Tragedy. Not just the guy getting punched in the face, kicked in the nose, whatever.
They ran out of condoms in the village down there or something?
A 25-year-old guy from Suzhou, China, died over the weekend because he was watching the World Cup instead of going to sleep, apparently. There's an 11-hour time difference between China and Brazil. The games are on through the night in China. The guy stayed up all night to watch on both Friday and Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Doctors think his death was from sleep deprivation, possibly because his body tried to shut down, couldn't, and he had a heart attack.
Nice.
Nice?
Well.
You're a horrible individual.
Talk about being a fan.
Wow. Can you imagine, though, dying? How?
Well, obviously he didn't think that was going to happen. I can do this.
How?
I mean, I've stayed up for an entire weekend before.
Wow, you really? Crack habit that bad?
No, it was the annual trivia contest down in Stevens Point when I was in college.
All right, how many hours?
I slept. Well, I was up from Friday during the day until early Monday morning.
Wow.
With no sleep.
Really?
And then I slept for a day and a half after that. My roommate thought I was dead.
I've stayed up for like 38, 39 hours. That's as much as I've ever pushed.
You know, when we have like presidential elections, those tend to be late nights in the newsroom that we'll be up in the morning. We'll cover the election from, you know, till the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
And then we've got to be here the following day for people who didn't stay up to find out who.
That's going to be tough on you guys.
And I used to be cool with those. And now as I get older and older and older.
Yeah.
It takes me like the rest of the week.
It doesn't take as long to count the votes as it did back in the old days with computers and everything. They count the votes a lot quicker than they did at one time. Right?
I mean, I can remember Bush versus Gore.
Oh.
We were on the air until
3 days later.
Well, we were on the air until 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning until we figured out that we were not going to have a definitive answer that night and then had to be back on the air an hour and a half later. Yeah.
No, I hope it doesn't happen like that because you guys are going to get really tired. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.
You say you're not going to show up that day? Is that what you're
no,
saying?
No, I'll be here.
Oh,
for
okay.
5 a.m.
When I mention Starbucks, you know what I'm talking about. If you want a cup of coffee, you can go right outside here on Broadway, and you can see like six or seven. And if you say you want coffee, you just give them $20 and give you a cup of coffee. But now, they will also pay their employees to get a college degree online. Yeah. How about that? So the college kids pay the $20 to have coffee, and they open their laptop, and they're sitting there in Starbucks, and the next thing you know, they graduate summa cum laude.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.